students get the food they need, because that's first and foremost the most, you know, the most important thing. But that number, that's why that number is low. Next year is probably going to be a little hard to figure out, as long as, you know, assuming that we get to add seventh grade, because we'll again be doing a little bit of that kind of balancing act with, okay, well, how much will we actually receive in the food service line? The food service, so another thing to point out, it shows right now that we are down to only $12,000 in the food service line as the balance remaining. And that is because if you look at the amount we've received, it shows only $78,000 total. And we started with $72,000. So the amount received is actually a little low from what we've actually received. We receive it in checks and deposits, and some of that just takes some time before it actually hits that account and shows up on the reports. And we're providing you exactly what the reports say as we prepare these reports. So look for that number to go up, because we've done a lot of inquiring about a couple of checks, and they should be showing up on this next report. And so you're going to see that number go up to show the money that has actually been received. It just wasn't showing up on the report. Then we have, the federal funds. Those funds have all been received, and we are working our way through managing them. Those are the funds that are really the most at risk of, if we don't use it by the expiration date, it gets given back, and we're not interested in giving any money back. We're interested in making sure that our students and our staff and our academy benefits from those funds, which we deserve to have. So we have been working through where the 19 funds that have been used. We're now in the 20 funds and making sure they're all being used. And then we're moving into the 21 funds. So we anticipate that we'll roll into this next year with some of the 21 funds remaining, which is appropriate. And then we'll kind of keep that same pattern in place, where we're spending out the old money and preserving the newer money that has a longer date before it essentially expires and goes back to the state. Does that all make sense?
Okay. Don't let any money go back.
Oh no, that is, we are not.
Please.
We are not.
Any money to go back.
We are not. So, and again, we're at 40% expended at 50% of the year. Then down here, now we're into the real spending side. So now you're not looking at the actual appropriations and the accounts, you're looking at the account codes. So this could be federal funds, it could be state funds, it could be local funds. Actually, it's not local funds, because like I said, we're not really spending the local funds yet. But there's account codes. So the state has different codes that we use. And everything lines up to something. So you code it, and then it shows the amount that we had budgeted, the amount we've spent, and what our balance is, and then the percent expended. So again, we're looking at the 50% as our measure. Now, some things, such as termination salary for vacation and sick leave, that obviously was a one-time expense, so that's 100%. But everything else is sitting. Below 50% or just at 50%. One piece that is in the salary side, school administration's a little over 50%, and that's because Mr. Bentz provided us his statement for all of the work he had done over the last year. So we paid that amount, obviously, as it was well earned and deserved. But that wasn't something that we had anticipated having right there. So that put us a little over on the percent, but you also want to look down here at the total salaries. We're at 48.7%. So even though we had that expense, we're still under the 50% mark. And then if we go further down to the other employment costs, which are those, that's the percentage of expenses that we pay on top of the salaries. We're at 44.6%. So again, we're under where we should be at this point of the year. And then when we go down to our contracted services, you can see there are a couple of places where we're a little over. There's There's some places where we're far under the auditors. That's more of a one-time payment. So that would be expected that is close to done. But everything else, like our utilities, are actually lower than we had budgeted for. And some things were right on budget. So we're closely monitoring all of this. I think I say this at every meeting, but our maintenance has gone over a little bit. And that's good, because the things we've purchased are the things that are keeping us safe. Some of it was a larger purchase at the beginning, the equipment that we bought. But other than that, there's a shortage on getting certain things. There's a delay on getting certain things. Masks, face shields, sanitizers, all of those things that everybody has been trying to buy. So we have kept a supply of a month or two here, and then we're always buying ahead. So should there be that kind of a shortage, we know we're still okay. And that has really helped, I think, alleviate a lot of our concerns and make us feel safer, knowing that we're not at a shortage. I know there are places where the schools are saying, sorry, we can't buy the masks. We don't have the masks. They're not available. Where we still have enough. And as we start to get low, we're buying them again. So we're just trying to really be proactive and stay on top of things. And again, on the contracted services, we're at 46.6%. So in that budget category, we're right where we want to be. And then office supplies and materials, we're at 42.6%. Office supplies is a little high, but then instructional supplies is a little lower. There's certain things that are that it's just a matter of how it's coded as we pay it. So instead of using 56,100, we probably need to use 56,150 for the code, because a lot of the codes are very similar in definition for what they are. We haven't had any purchases of office equipment or cafeteria equipment, so we've had no capital outlay. Again, you'll see our unallocated and our contingency reserves are both very comfortable numbers. The contingency reserve is much higher than we are required to have at $712,000, but it's a number that I think gives us all a lot more peace, knowing that we have that money sitting behind us should we need it. And again, we're at that 39% round up 40% mark at 50% of the year past. And again, you can see the snapshot down here of each of the categories that I just went over. And you can see where the total category mark falls in each of those. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, and it's going to be very exciting at the point that I get to add these new two accounting codes and appropriations on here, and especially the $750,000 grant, because that was a lot of work to write. So we're excited to be able to have that and then start adjusting our budget. So as that money loads, the budget for FY21 obviously is going to go up by a significant amount. And then we're going to move, you're going to see where the computer supplies line increases on that budget, because we'll have more money to allocate towards that. And that's going to be the smart board purchases, additional Chromebook purchases, additional teacher laptop purchases, and things such as that. And that won't come close to spending the $750,000, but we will be very closely monitoring the end date on all of these funds and making sure that we are spending them in ways that we are allowed to spend them and in ways that better enhance what we're doing for our students.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Marinucci, for the financial report. We'll now entertain any questions on the financial report. All right. Hearing no questions, I'll now ask for a motion, or entertain rather a motion to approve.
I move that we accept the financial report as it was presented.
All All right, do I hear a second? All right, I was moved by Mrs. Robinson, and I believe seconded by Mrs. Holmes and Dr. Fletcher, that we accept the financial report as presented by Dr. Marinucci. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure I'm reading this right. My eyesight is getting bad too, Mrs. Robinson.
Just enlarge it. Just enlarge it.
As presented by Dr. Marinucci, as of January, I'm sorry, I think this is December. Did I get that right?
This is the December financial report.
December financial report, yep. As of December 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, the report is accepted. And now we'll move back to you, Dr. Marinucci, for the principal's report.
Okay, so this is the enrollment flyer that we created, and we have, even with COVID happening, so unfortunately we didn't get to have as much in-person communication and contact with our families, but even though we didn't, we did get these posters all over Facebook, and we also put out a challenge to our students and our families that if they were to tell someone about our academy and that child then enrolls, that they get an academy shirt. I don't think there's anything better than that. So we had lots of kids that were super excited. Actually, on Wednesday when the bus came, I had a child, as soon as she, literally, I'm taking her temperature, and she said, Dr. Marinucci, you remember, I get a shirt, right? So so they're, and they get to help make the shirt. So it's not just that they get one. They get to do the pressing of the shirt and put the Academy logo on their shirt. So we're excited about being able to see even more students walking around with Academy of Dover clothing, hopefully, and they wear it outside of school and brag more about what amazing things are happening here. But we did, so school choice did close on January 21st. It reopened immediately. So it's one of those things where it closes, it opens. We were able to offer the seats out, and we jumped on offering the seats out to our families that applied. And we had a flood of people coming in, getting applications. We are definitely in a different place than we were even a year ago. So that has just been really exciting. We had one parent in here collecting an application for her kindergartner, while we had another parent of a third grade student in here raving about how amazing the experience has been this year, in spite of COVID, in spite of everything, how she feels like this has been the best year ever in her child's education. So it was perfect. I mean, it was like I couldn't have planned the meeting better, because here we have this incoming parent hearing all about how great the experience is. So that was awesome. We actually want that parent to make a little video for us, because she was so so motivating with what she was saying. We currently have enough applicants to fill one kindergarten classroom, and we are into the second. So we had a nice number of applicants, and they're still coming in. So we are getting lots and lots of interest and people applying. I do anticipate that we are going to be the school where if you don't get in kindergarten, you're not going to really have a chance to get in, because we have that many people really trying to be part of this. And those families that chose to join us from somewhere else at the beginning of this school year because we were offering the in-person option have all indicated how much they appreciate and how different we are, in a very, very good way. They feel the customer service. They feel the village mentality. They feel the educators' love for what we're doing and for teaching our children. So that is definitely something that sets us apart right now and is really exciting. So we also are about to be featured in the Central Delaware Chamber of Commerce. We joined. We felt like it was a good thing to do to just keep getting ourselves out there. So the Academy is a member, and we're about to be featured in their spotlight. They do a lot of blasts, and I think that'll just do even more to get us out into the public and people to really know about the special things that are happening here. And speaking of the special things happening here and our growth, this is an old rendition. So this was the original, but I wanted to give you a picture of, it's a little sideways, but what you can see here is right here is our current school. Back here is where the white fence was. And this is where the new building is going to be built. So it's right next to the parking lot. Okay. So the original plan was to do a 6,000 square foot steel building on a concrete slab with wood finish. So it'll look similar to the building we're in. It'll just be a much more long rectangular shape. In talking to the owner of the property, we actually decided that going bigger was better. He said that he's able to build a larger building. And so what we're ending up with is a 7,000 square foot building. We'll be able to fit, we'll have a common space. We'll have bathrooms. We'll have some smaller rooms that really aren't terribly small. That can be used as breakout rooms to work with students or as office space out there. And then we'll have about 8 classrooms, all the same size or maybe even a little larger than the classrooms in the current building. They are working with us directly on what we want. So this will be made to fit our students in our academy. We're having conversations with our students and having them provide input, which is like, what better experience is there in education than to be part of the growth and the building of something like that? The students have been working on trying to figure out how many lockers we will need, and they'll be able to pick out the look of our lockers and such like that. But it's a really exciting time, and the city of Dover is receptive. And so the owner of the building is ready to present this to the city and move forward. We have the lease addendum that they have provided to us. And we did talk to them about the expansion and how we're expanding, that we're expanding just for 7th grade for next year, and then 8th grade the year after. So we, instead of them charging us the full price for every year, they actually have reduced the first year cost, knowing that we won't have our full student enrollment filling that building at that point. So the new owner, the former partner and now new owner has been extremely kind and good to work with. He definitely has his heart in helping and being a good steward of the property and really supporting what we're trying to do. So let's see. I think
Dr. Marinucci,
yeah,
you say it's going to be 7,000 square feet.
Yes, 7,072.
Okay. Let me ask this question. Are these, you said this is going to be on the side there of the other building, the parking lot, so to speak.
Yes.
Are we going to have a gymnasium for that particular group of kids? Are we going to have a separate cafeteria? Are they going to have to walk back in to our regular building for that? And has the diagram
for the building been laid out yet? Have we done all that yet?
So, if you can, and this is probably hard to see, I think this is kind of what we're drawing up and talking about. So it has, I'm trying to do this where I'm showing you and I'm seeing it. Okay.
That's okay. So, tell me about it.
Okay. So what we're looking at is when you walk into the building, there's a nice large open area. That open area can be used as a learning lab. The more we classify the space as for educational use, the more we earn on the custodial units and things like that. So we want to be smart about the way we set up our space. But we're looking at a rather large space that then could also be used. We could set bleachers up in there, and that could be where we have some kind of an auditorium kind of like event. I envision that being a place where the parents can just park in the parking lot, walk into that back part of the building, walk in through the front doors of the back building, I should say. Okay. And then we have the bleachers set up and our students doing performances. We can have music ensembles and an art show out there, and many different things can take place in that size of a space. So there will be bathrooms for the students to use. There will not be a separate cafeteria. There will not be a separate gym. This size, in order to get more classrooms, we have to give up something. So we did do the common area space, and then we're looking at 8 classrooms, and that way it'll house our 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students back there, and there will be extra rooms. Like, there will be enough space that nobody feels crowded into. We'll be able to offer the real middle school-like experience to our students. And then, like I said, there's the smaller classrooms. Where the break room used to be in our current academy, that size, smaller classrooms. So not real small, a very usable space. But we're looking at doing something like that. They're asking us to provide them what we want, how many rooms, and then working with us on that design. So literally got that ask today, took the grid paper and kind of drew out what it would look like, and then we're going back and forth. So this isn't necessarily the decided upon piece, but I'm pretty sure it'll come out something very similar to this, because this is similar to the conversation that we had about having one larger area and then multiple classrooms and the learning locations. But we're looking at a 66 by 170 foot building, which is a pretty large, 7,072 square feet is a pretty large building. So our current building is I believe 38,000 square feet, if that gives you any reference. But it's definitely going to be a nice size space. And one of the things that we wanted to do was maintain the large classrooms that we currently have, just in case we continue needing to do the social distancing and just to give the students more space to really spread out. And it's just so much nicer to teach in a larger classroom than it is in some little room where you can't fit everything. And then with our $750,000 expansion grant, we're able to buy the new furnishings, we're able to fully, equip these classrooms so we can have a science lab type area. We can have all of these things that our students should have an opportunity to experience.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any target date of when this is going to be brought online?
So the plan, they're moving, they need this lease addendum signed and returned to them, and then they're ready to keep going. They've already invested quite a bit of money on the planning and preparation with the architecture and all of that, and we have expressed the need to have it ready to go for the fall. So we're looking at an August ribbon cutting date for the new building. And if by chance it's not quite ready, we do have a backup plan. We can make the space in the building for a short period of time to make sure that our students, you know, start off obviously in a classroom and getting what they need while we're waiting for the building to be occupiable.
That definitely sounds like a good plan. So as long as as long as we can make it work financially.
Yeah, and in looking at the finances, I mean, where we are sitting right now in our financial situation, and that's kind of what we are using is if we kept our enrollment where we are now, would we be able to do this? And we would. So.
We're going to have to bring on more staff.
We will, but we'll also have more students. So students to support the staff. So we will. And I think the number of our staff that are talking about how wonderful it is to work here and the number of staff that are struggling where they are, I anticipate we might be doing this just at the right time to be able to recruit some really solid additional staff to join our team for this coming.
Have you estimated how many staff members it would take to make sure that we staff the 7th and 8th grade correctly? Have you looked at that?
We would need at least 2 more classroom teachers. And that would be assuming that they're dual certified
mm-hmm.
because there's certification requirements that hit at the upper grade levels.
7th and up.
Right. So what we can do if we are unable to find that person that holds that double certification, like has the social studies as well as the ELA or the science as well as the math, what we'll do is we'll have a 6th grade focused math teacher, we'll have a focused math teacher that will teach 6th and 7th grade students math. So we'll just go with the certification in that way. So we'll still have the same number of teachers. We'll just have to look at the certification that we're able to hire for.
Right. I was also going to say we have a couple of student teachers this semester too. So.
Oh. You do.
Yes, their luck works out.
Yes, we do, and that is a great time for us to test them out. We actually hired one of our student teachers from last year, and 2 of them actually. One of them is our classroom teacher, and another one we hired as a paraprofessional to support. So, and they're both great additions to our team. We did bring our students back. On Wednesday, yesterday, feels like it was more than yesterday, I have to say, but it was amazing to get them off the bus. I will say having bus duty is one of the greatest things because the kids are fresh and, you know, I mean, I will say the older kids were a little sleepy and maybe would have appreciated staying in bed a little longer. But the younger students, they had just got off and their smiles were huge. It was like it was at the beginning of the school year when we opened. They looked like they arrived at Disney. I mean, they were just like, I'm back. I'm here. I love this place. And that is such an awesome thing to have our students so happy to be here. And so many of them, I think it was just about every one of them was expressing how happy they were to be back, how much they missed it. And it was really awesome. And they've been doing, you know, yesterday and today, great job. We did start off with some missing staff members due to quarantine. We have one person that did test positive for COVID, and then we have a couple others that quarantined. Our office is running very short staffed right now, but we've made it happen. That might be why I said yesterday and today. It feels like more than just yesterday. poor Miss Wilkins Hudson has been the sole secretarial support in the office yesterday and today, and has done a phenomenal job of just keeping it moving. And we've had a few other staff out, but we're just keeping it going, and and doing everything we can to support our students and our families.
That sounds great.
One question.
Yes.
I would feel real comfortable. I know it has to come.
I can't hear what you're saying, Dr. Fletcher.
I know the ask is going to come for the